It means we need to build wind farms, not walls. Given how little attention it gets in the news media, you might think that climate change is a distant, abstract threat or just a hobby horse for environmentalists. In fact, it's very real, and it's a fundamental issue of social justice. It's very real for the communities of the Gulf Coast and the Northeast who were devastated by Hurricanes Katrina, Irene, and Sandy. It's real to the Biloxi, Chittimacha, Choctaw people of Louisiana's Ile de Jean Charles, who are losing their home and history to the sea. It's real to the people of the Marshall Islands and other small island nations, whole countries that are literally disappearing off the map. It's real to the Alaska village of Shishmaref, which will have to literally move to escape melting permafrost and rising seas. And it's real to Syracuse homeowners along Onondaga Creek, who may now have to buy expensive flood insurance because of an increase in severe weather. Yes, we're not on the coast, but this is going to impact us too. It's real to everyone facing ever more severe droughts, heat waves, and floods, and it will be real to the tens and even hundreds of millions of people around the world who will be displaced by climate change by the end of this century. And among the most vulnerable are the world's poor, people who aren't even responsible for this crisis. And climate change is real to the living things sharing our planet and facing the sixth major extinction on Earth. Climate change may be, in fact, the greatest threat to civilization today. Yes, even more than terrorism. It's an environmental issue, a social justice issue, an economic issue, a security issue. It's a moral issue. And all of Donald Trump's bluster can't wish it away. We need to build wind farms, not walls.